Fern, you're in the army. You're obviously strong, not a wuss. So how much does this help you in your game?
Being in the army, for me, it's more about the robust side of it, I think. It's given me that mental kind of attitude that I need to have on the core. The core values of the army are very similar to our values at, obviously, Welsh Netball and Celtic Dragons. So it does cross over and it does help me, yeah.
So it's obviously not just physical, but a mental toughness in a way as well?
Yeah, definitely. In netball and even in work, constantly faced with dilemmas or everyone's faced with kind of that throughout their day, but definitely being in the army and through their support they give me as well. It's one of the best things I've ever done anyway.
You've worked your way up from under-15s right through to seniors and obviously taking part of Netball Europe as well. Are you in those squads with the same players?
It's kind of a funny one. With the 19 squad, I played seniors before I played under-21s. I joined the army in 2014, so I kind of skipped that year. But yeah, 100%. Been playing with Jojo Rowe and Mary Powell and Sarah Llewellyn and Layla Thomas and Lydia since we were all about 13, 14 years old. And it's just amazing to see what we've all done throughout the years growing up and how successful we've all become. Like all the girls I grew up with, we've all turned into like fantastic young women and they're genuine friends. Not just on the court, off the court. I know for a fact I can go to them. And it's so nice to have that support with someone who knows you so well.
And obviously achieve what you've managed to do as well together in a way as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's it makes it all that more special, really. Always there for each other. And I know the girls probably better than them. Their families are not together that much. So it's just amazing to all be together. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of what they've achieved.
How did you find the game against Bath?
It was a great opportunity for us as a Wales squad and quite a new like Wales squad, with obviously with all our youth coming up now, to solidify our set pieces and our like combinations, really, coming up to the World Cup qualifiers and our Samoa Test series. So in that perspective, it was really good for us. Obviously, result a bit disappointing, but we all know where we're at now, and that's a positive because there was some great, amazing pieces of play in there that we should be really proud of. So I'm definitely looking forward to cracking on now and working on what we need to work on.
How about some of the new combos? Did you get a chance to try some out?
Yeah, definitely. We've had with Amanda and Chelsea obviously over at Bath and Amanda coming over from Bath and obviously all in the international setup together. It's always nice for us to come back on the court and work together again and get going in that, those combinations, working together again. Some really, really nice play out there. And it was our long squad as well. So girls stepping up from the long squad and for first caps essentially in a friendly played absolutely outstanding, and it just goes to show like what depth we have in Wales, and none of us are given that court time or given that shirt. We're constantly pushing each other and fighting, and it's just a credit to Wales and Celtic Dragons.
Was it nice trying the 6 up to 15 minutes?
Yeah, it was different, and it was really good for us because even with the crowd there, it didn't seem to us as much as obviously a proper netball match because it's obviously four quarters. So it gave us that opportunity for those combinations, and I enjoyed it. It was nice, and because we had our 15 and our long squad, it was a fantastic opportunity for obviously people to step up.
What's it like for you signing autographs and meeting everybody afterwards? Do you enjoy that side of things?
Yeah, well, I like to think that most of us on the team are really humble. And for us, it's just giving back to what the Green Army or Wales fans come and watch us. I find it quite funny, really, because personally, I'm a normal girl from North Wales, so I find it quite funny.
But somebody's hero.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I tell you what, the amount of feedback we get from parents and fans that we're are really friendly, and I honestly believe that Green Army are the best fans in the Super League. Like the commitment they show to us and the Welsh netball like franchise is just unbelievable. And we are lucky. We are lucky, and it's just an honour, really. Like, I love being on that court in the green dress, red dress, and any chance I can get with the supporters, I'm there, because we wouldn't be here, really, without them.
You're involved with the coaching camps as well, aren't you? How much do you enjoy that side of things?
Oh, I love it, and I absolutely love coaching, and I love coaching the kids. I just love kids. I love seeing them develop and seeing their faces when they finally crack a new drill or go home learning something new. I adore it. And getting out there and going to different places where I've never been before. So being from North Wales, I went down to West Wales and never been there before. And really, really lovely people, and just amazing to meet new people, really. And the Celtic Dragon masterclasses that have just gone, so many girls turned up, and it's just a credit, really, as I said, to what we're doing, because we're obviously doing something right. So I'm really happy with it.
I've spoken to players in the past, and maybe when they've run camps, they pass on a piece of advice, something to share with everybody there. Do you have something like that? Have you got a piece of advice?
My advice is just enjoy it. As cringy as it sounds, you can't play to the best of your ability if you're not enjoying what you do. And that's in anything in life, I think. If you're not enjoying something, you can't perform to the best of your ability. So, yeah, it's 100% just enjoy it. And if it's technical, it's boxing out, because that's my biggest one as well. So that's my advice.
I just wondered if you got your Peter Kay ticket sorted.
I absolutely love Peter Kay. That's the funniest thing. So being from North Wales, very close to Liverpool, Manchester, and my parents are from Manchester, so I'm very, very in love with Peter Kay. He's absolutely hilarious. Haven't got the tickets yet, though, but they're getting it more expensive by the minute, so...
Next season. Let's have a look at next season.
For sure.
What's that weight like? From those trials and confirmations, you're going to be in the squad to actually starting?
It's just a pure preparation phase. We're quite lucky this year, considering we've had Netball Europe, we've got the Samoa series, and this is a Wales franchise now, and World Cup qualifiers. So we've had lots of contact time together as a Wales Celtic Dragons squads. So it is a long wait, but you've got to think of the benefits that we're putting in. We're working so hard in the gym, and conditioning, strength. So all this time we're having together now, we'll be ready. And I've got a really good feeling about this year.
It's going to be an important year for the franchise. That's the
thing. Yeah, definitely. I think importance-wise, we've definitely got a point to prove. The margin for error in the Super League is just so small, and I think that shows in some of our results last year, losing by just 2-3 goals. So that's definitely something we're hoping to work on this season, is margin for error and consistency and just really, really going out there and righting the wrongs, really, from last season.
Because that, in effect, what cost you on several key games last season, just towards the end, it was only a couple of points.
Yeah, definitely moving forward now, that's something we need to look at, and we have looked at. And so I think we're definitely heading in the right direction, and I feel really good about this season. The team is looking strong. We're close. We're best friends, and it's just really nice to be around at the minute.
How do you see the early couple of home fixtures? 12th is Mavs, 19th is Bath, and 26th is Storm.
I really, really like this. So last season, majority of our first game of the season were away. And obviously the travelling take a toll. It's exhausting. So coming obviously because we have our jobs as well, working along with the travel. So maybe having home games this season will give us a big boost, and having obviously our home fans as well there, it'll be a cracking start. And I'm excited about Mavs as well. God's looking really great this season.
that game against Sirens on 16th of June, that is ages away at best.
I know. It literally seems just so far away. But once you get into the Super League season, the months just go so fast. And with that break in the middle, it's just going to seem like it's a fresh start maybe when we get back from the Com Games. So, yeah, it does seem like a very long time away, but I'm very excited to play Sirens again.
Probably difficult to sum up in a couple of sentences, but from that time you've been on court with Susie and Kelly, what are they like as leaders? What have you learned?
I've learned so much from Susie and Kelly over the years. Susie, she's probably going to kill me for this. She's been an idol of mine since I was little. And the first time I went into a changing room with the Wales senior team, I sat next to Susie and I thought, I can't believe this is happening. Susie's just an ultimate role model for netball across the world, never mind Wales. And she's an amazing ambassador for the sport and really privileged to have her as a captain. And Kelly, she's just an incredible human being on and off the court. Being in that circle with her on the court, you really have that sense of security, even if it's just that eye contact or that little tap on the shoulder if things aren't going our way. I really feel connected with her on the court, and she's just an incredible person. And the whole setup we've got leadership-wise, we have a leadership group, and we have some really strong leaders to look up to. So very, very secure, unit.
Christmas socks on dogs, good idea.
Christmas socks on dogs, too right. I've got a puppy called Duke and he's been in some pretty impressive outfits so far.
Very good. I saw that on Twitter. Wales vs Samoa then. Coming off the back of that game against Scotland, going to be on the 5th and 7th of December, Sports Wales Centre in Cardiff. Looking forward to playing Samoa?
Yeah, 100%. We've got all these opportunities, whereas maybe before Super Leagues, before we haven't had these opportunities to play in these games. So all credit to Welsh Netball for achieving this fixture. And it's just, I'm so excited. I've never played against Samoa. So personally, I'm excited and I feel ready to get on that court and continue with our set pieces and solidify it all. And yeah, I'm just excited, and it's nice for them to come to Wales and have a tour of the UK, so I'm really looking forward to meeting them all.